It is 5 o'clock, and it is the Hard Line live today from the Plano Center. Out ahead of, well, go ahead.
Mullen and Mullen Injury Law Firm, ticket stock 2026.
Huh, that's not what you said earlier.
Why do you have to be the instigator of ass?
Which is it, Corby?
It's Mullen and Mullen Injury Law
What's
Firm,
next,
ticket stock
Corby?
2026.
What can we even believe? All right.
I look forward to it.
So we have a rant revival. We have a little Olympic fun times. And some Cowboys today. Also some fun NBA anti-tanking proposals bandied about for Sturm Center. But right now we stop down for this. Brought to you by
All Pro Foundation Repair.
And here he is, Dave.
Thank you. And because this is Thursday, we are joined by my leader and my hero, and the wind beneath my wings, Gordon Keith.
You are the wind beneath my wings.
Please don't sing that song. Hey, guys.
God, what a parent, what a parental beating of a song that was when we were growing up.
Yeah. Oh, she's just have such a the voice of an angel.
Hi, Gordon.
It's so inspirational.
It is.
Yes, bro.
Gordon, did you hear about the wonderful birthday morning of Prince Andrew? Well, he's not Prince Andrew anymore. He's just known as Andrew Mountbatten Windsor.
He's the artist formerly known as Prince Andrew.
Yes.
I thought that he, I didn't know it was his birthday. I knew he got arrested.
Yeah, so he was awoken to police officers arriving at the home that he is staying at King Charles's Sandringham Estate in Norfolk, England.
Oof. And what?
Norfolk?
Folk.
They don't say it.
Well, we do. Mullen and Mullen Injury Law Firm, ticket stock 2026.
So he has lived there since he was evicted from the Royal Lodge home by the king a few years ago. But he has been arrested on suspicion of misconduct in public office. This is related to the Epstein files. But it is not related to inappropriate conduct with minors. Go ahead, issue your minor joke.
I'm not. Little pickaxe, little hat.
So these allegations are that he shared confidential information with Jeffrey Epstein while he was acting as trade envoy for the UK. That he, in his email correspondence with Jeffrey Epstein, was sharing sensitive state secrets.
Oh, that doesn't sound good.
So Thames Valley police say that they are carrying out searches at addresses in Berkshire and Norfolk.
Berkshire.
Call him Tim.
And, by the way, his former wife, Princess Fergie, whatever her name is.
Oh, yeah. What happened to her?
She is laying low. People don't know where she is right now.
Did they divorce or are they still
married? Yeah, they did divorce.
Yeah, a while back, right?
Mm-hmm. But I think that they're like friends or something. I thought they still lived together or something.
Some people can
weird.
Be friends after divorce, Gordon.
Yeah, I've heard.
So if you don't remember the timeline, so he was the Duke of York in addition to being Prince Andrew. But he stepped back from his royal role in November of 2019. This was after he did his BBC interview where he discussed his relationship with Epstein, and it was a train wreck of an interview.
We were talking about that this morning. That has to be the cringiest interview you can ever watch.
Was he basically pumping him up or something?
No, he was talking about how he knew Epstein, but he didn't really know him.
Yeah.
And he was real vague about the times that they hung out. Like, well, I may have been at his apartment. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I was on the island, but, I mean, they seemed 18. But, I mean, don't blame me.
But like,
it was clear that he was lying and evading and obfuscating and equivocating. He was just doing everything possible in the deceiver's bag of tricks.
But he wasn't even good at it.
Very disbelieving.
Why would he do an interview? Why would he do an interview about it?
Because he thought that he could handle it. He thought that he could handle it.
Smarter.
Yeah, he thought that he could outsmart the interviewer. And also, he thought, because this is the BBC, they're not going to come hard after me.
Right.
You know, they're going to...
They love me.
Yeah,
BBC, everyone loves me.
They'll let me go. Yeah, so and then after that, Queen Elizabeth, the late Queen Elizabeth, stripped him of his military titles in January of 2022. And then he denied Virginia Giuffre's allegations of sexual assault and reached a settlement with her in 2022, and then she died by suicide in April of 2025.
Oh, my God. Wait, She stripped him of his what?
His military titles.
You think he was a real active fighter in wars?
It's, you know, it's the whole royal thing where they have all of the stripes on their epaulettes and all of their badges on their coat.
Group one.
Yeah, pretty much. Do you think he's had to deal with Group 4 before?
I doubt it. Yeah, we'll have to check that for you, Prince Andrew.
We have a cause of death for Peter Green. Do you remember he was Zed in Pulp Fiction?
Yeah, the guy that owned the weird sword shop.
He had the machine mask gimp in the basement.
Yeah.
That's not the one who was withholding blueberry pancakes from our girl?
No.
I want a blueberry pancake.
So,
little pot belly.
I hated her.
Why?
She almost ruined the whole movie.
No.
She was great.
Ugh.
So he died at the age of 60 on December 12th of last year. We're just now getting the cause of death.
They just now pried the gimp mask off of him.
They found out what was stuffed in his mouth. No, so he was found dead in his apartment in the Lower East Side of Manhattan. One of his neighbors had called the landlord and the police saying, you need to perform a wellness check. This dude's been playing music nonstop for days in his apartment.
Oh, no.
And so when they got there...
Was he covered in ants like the guy from Alice in Chains?
I don't think so.
Ants had consumed Lane Staley's body.
So he had died from an accidental gunshot wound.
Accidental? How do they know?
How do they know that?
Well, because he shot himself in the left armpit.
What?
Like, I don't know if he was cleaning his gun or holding his gun, like, in the crook of his arm or something, but it went off and it hit the artery that supplies blood to his left arm and forearm and hand. And he basically bled out.
Oh, man.
In his apartment.
That's random.
I wonder if he turned into maggots.
Turned into maggots.
Uh-huh.
Huh.
You don't turn into maggots. Maggots eat your flesh.
Look it up.
I don't think Corby's a scientist.
But my sister's a nurse practitioner, so I'm the closest thing we have to a doctor.
A rapper Lil Papa is dead also.
Was that a segue, or is that related to the story?
No, it's just another death.
Big Papa survives him
again.
Yeah, I don't know anything about this guy, but I just saw that he rated enough to be a headline on several websites. So
DJ
RIP Lil Papa.
Several websites. Yeah. What sort of vetting process is this?
It's a very official e-news process.
Severalwebsites.com.
Yeah,
DJ, send the widow a ham.
Ray J, we had the story about Ray J saying that he's very near death, that he's basically destroyed his liver with booze and pills.
Yeah.
Mm. I watched him enjoy a little death.
Yeah, and so he's saying that he is probably not going to see 2027, but he did have a concert over Valentine's Day weekend.
Okay.
So he was in Shreveport on the 14th, and during the show... There's footage that went viral from the concert that he's wearing sunglasses, and at some point he takes off his sunglasses, and you can see that blood is pooled beneath both of his eyes.
Is that blood?
My God.
What?
And then
he got Ebola?
And then he rips off his shirt at some point, and he has what looks to be a heart monitor on his chest that's smeared with blood. Well, it comes out that a photographer who was working the event says it was all fake.
It's fake. Yeah.
It's fake blood that he says that Ray J loves the camera, he loves attention, and it's all theatrical.
Well, is he dying or what?
I mean, I think he is, in fact, dying, but all this drama...
Just not of eye blood.
This is very much like Morrissey wearing the hearing aid. It's just the prop.
Bob, what's your favorite Ray J song?
I don't have any.
Early top three.
I haven't explored the catalog just yet. I'm saving it up for...
Okay, good idea.
So Ray J's manager said that the bottom line is Ray J has been in and out of the hospital dealing with health and heart issues. That is a fact. Another fact is the meds that Ray is on having side effects. It's absurd that a local videographer would want to clout chase for 5 minutes of fame off Ray J's name and play about Ray J being sick is sick itself.
Is he broke?
Probably. I mean, I don't think he gets residuals on the Kim K tape.
I don't think that's a residual type of tape.
And, Bob, lastly, before we get to Rant Revival, are you aware of Sean Strickland?
Yes.
Is he one of your guys?
He's a complete idiot. In fact, not even a partial idiot. He, I think, says the craziest things he can imagine in interviews to gain in popularity because he's a boring fighter.
Yes. Well,
he struck again?
He did exactly that yesterday. He was at the UFC.
Who is he?
He's an MMA fighter, and he was at the UFC Media Day event. He's promoting his fight with Anthony Hernandez on Paramount Plus on Saturday.
See?
And so
probably undercard.
And he was asked, we yesterday talked about the upcoming Netflix MMA match. It's not a UFC match, but it is mixed martial arts between Ronda Rousey and Gina Carano. Mm-hmm. He called the event an insane idea and suggested that they should fight half naked. And then he talked about each of them individually on Ronda Rousey. He said, Ronda Rousey can fight. That bitch can fight.
God.
I think she lost a few fights to her ex-boyfriend, but bitch can fight.
God. Mm.
Then he said of Gina Carano, he said, I like Gina. She's like super conservative. She was hot, you know. I was a kid when she fought. I may have jade off to her once or twice back in the day.
This is what he does?
Yeah, Bob.
This is very much what he does.
Yeah, and then he says, no one gives an F about women's sports. There's nothing wrong with women. They do great things. They cook, they clean.
Mm. Sounds sensitive.
Yeah, and then he couldn't resist. He had to go after Bad Bunny. He said, Bad Bunny is an effing F. And that he said that the NFL used to be the effing standard of being an effing man. I think they all get together around a table and say, you know what, guys? How do we ruin this sport? How do we gay it up? Why don't we bring in a gay foreigner who doesn't speak effing English and have him perform?
Mark.
A gay foreigner.
Mm. So, yeah, he went straight to the playbook that Bob said he would go to.
I think if you guys wandered down his Wikipedia page...
Oh, is it quite shocking?
You could fill a segment.
Yeah, so Sean Strickland, he will be fighting on Saturday night for, I guess, against women's sports and for the good old days of NFL football.
Well, it'll be a boring decision like all his other fights.
All right, let's come back in 3 minutes and let's do the Rant Revival.
The Tick.
That could be.
It is 5:19. Snowboarders can't do right. It's Thursday at Mullen and Mullen Injury Law Firm Ticket Stock 2026.
Free game.
It is the Rant Revival, starring the three horsemen of the Rant, Gen X Davey Lane, Corby the Snake Davidson, and of course, the one and the only, your hero, brought to you by
Eatsy's Market and Bakery.
Ladies and gentlemen, here they are. Prepare yourself.
For the rant.
Do you have anything to plug other than Mullen and Mullen Injury Law Firm Ticket Stock 2026?
No, I won't. I may do a slight Twitch stream tonight, perhaps from the practice facility for Time Wasters, but I doubt it. So there's a half-assed non-tease, which is about the lowest form of tease you can do.
I may,
but probably
but
not.
Probably not.
That's fair enough.
Right. Okay.
Fair warning.
Way to keep them guessing, Gordon.
All right.
I do have a couple of rant stories as... This rant is themed technology and stuff.
Okay.
as there are two things that I would like to make you aware of. These
technology
are
and stuff.
Incredible advances in the world of technology. We've talked a lot about AI on this program, as well as I know you have on the Musers, Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to know where AI will take us and how quickly we'll get there. But there is a new website that is a platform for AI agents to search, book, and pay humans for physical world tasks. It's called rentahuman.ai.
I'm confused.
So when it launched, it only had 130 people listed on the platform, 130 humans making themselves available to be rented by AI, including an OnlyFans model. But 2 days later, after launch, over 73,000 rentable meatwads, they called them, were available. Mm.
What does that mean? What are they doing?
Okay, so here's the pitch, that these AI robots need your body. So if you're a human, you make a profile with your location and your skills,
yeah,
if you have any, and your hourly rate.
Like nunchuck skills?
Yeah, sure. And then AI agents, generally autonomous.
Why do they have to be Asian? That's the weird part.
Agents.
Uh-huh.
Autonomous task bots. They contract humans out. So the humans get hired to do the thing that the AI instructs them to do, and then you submit proof that you completed the task, and then you get paid through crypto.
Oh, my God.
Kick ass. I love it.
All the words you just said sound so ridiculous.
So the tasks could be anything from picking up and delivering a package somewhere.
How does this help AI?
Because the AI doesn't have a body that can carry out this task. Until there are autonomous AI robots walking around.
But why do they need to do this stuff? I don't get it.
Because it's the gig economy.
Well, how do you mail a package? You have to go to the post office. AI can't do that. They have to hire Dave to go do it.
Yeah.
Oh.
So this is like your meal delivery or your ride share.
What if AI needs a salon mode?
You know, ride share with Waymo now.
That's what I was thinking of, for real. I'm like, why do they need these things done?
With Waymo,
we're
getting away from needing humans to do stuff for computers. But still, with this kind of thing, and it could be like testing a product. It could be going to an event. Like if they're trying to fill seats at an event, AI will just canvas and try and get people in this area to go fill seats at an event. Like George Soros trying to hire protesters.
Yeah.
And then they also have a job board where humans can browse gigs posted by AI.
So what are they paying?
Well, it could be like a low payout would be like a dollar just to follow someone on Twitter. Somebody is trying to build their following, and so they're paying a dollar per follow. Or
what is happening?
Or maybe another example they give is you might get $100 for posting a picture of yourself holding a sign that says, AI paid me to hold this sign.
Nice. I love this.
I feel this is perfect.
This seems like something that Gordon would do. That Gordon,
yes,
you would list yourself as a human for hire.
Eventually, the Waymo AI will hire a human driver.
Like the Waymo's just tired of doing the driving?
Right. And when let's say that some bit of mechanical stuff malfunctions in the automatic driving portion, it just outsources and said, until we can get it fixed, we'll have a human driver.
We'll have
a human driver drive a driverless car.
Did you guys take a Waymo in San Francisco, Gordon?
We did.
Yeah. Had you been in one before?
No, that was my very first time. It was, and it did fine.
Yeah, we did it last year, and after about 30, 45 seconds, I think you don't even really think about it anymore. You know,
yeah,
you're in it, and it's just going. You're like, well, okay.
I think we are out of beta testing in Dallas because I was just driving down Skillman earlier today, and I saw like three Waymos all in a row.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like going,
I didn't know
going,
they were around.
Going opposite directions.
Were they in cahoots?
Probably.
No, they were going different ways, Mo.
Probably trying to get to the Christian Parker press conference because they're going to take over football.
Football media?
They can't time travel.
I wonder when we will have the first AI head coach in football that knows the plays that should be called, that has analyzed all the opposing players, can take in way more variables than we can, and knows the correct play to call.
Or
and it's just a laptop sitting there, basically, with a headset on?
No, you have to hire.
Well, it's like a
Max
Hawking
Headroom
chair.
It's like one of those video carts that you used to have in middle school.
Yeah.
With the video monitor on top, and it's just Max Headroom head coach.
Max head coach.
He's got a visor on.
Yeah.
Headset.
He's screaming. Do they yell? Do they get angry?
Well, no, because then the AI refs would throw a penalty for the AI coach saying too much.
Okay, here is the
what
other,
are we doing?
Here is the other fascinating
creating a world that doesn't need us.
Yeah.
Okay, so professors at the University of Maryland have
I've
asked,
never been more ready to die.
Gosh.
Professors at the University of Maryland have asked, how much does the average person fart? They say without the baseline.
So, Craig, I've heard Craig talk about this at length.
He's done studies.
He holds court in the cubicle area every day about this.
Let's cut that back a little bit.
And I think he determines that he, if he is an average human, is over 100 a day.
Okay, that's not average.
That's not.
He claims he's triple digits.
Yeah.
Okay, so they
keeps a very careful journal.
They are saying that
seven.
Without a baseline, it's hard to know whether someone like Craig's gas production is excessive.
Yeah.
And so they have invented smart underwear.
Is this panties that you can tinkle in?
No. Oh. I think you would short
can
out the
pause
device
for a second. What did Corby just ask?
Look, I'm obsessed with panties that you can TT in.
A lot of times on the monitors during our show, there are commercials for a brand of women's underwear that you can tinkle in.
Yeah.
Like
I want them.
Not full on have an accident like Depends, but if you happen to you know, sneeze and have a little trickle
leak
out.
Yeah.
It'll take care of that for you.
And they're called Knicks?
Yeah.
Like the basketball team.
No, KNIX, I think.
No. I just want there to be a time in the near future where I can tinkle in my panties.
That's his dream. But no, you cannot tinkle in these.
Help make Corby's dream come true.
Get a GoFundMe.
Yeah, or a Kickstarter. That thing.
Yeah, Corby's Kickstarter for Tinkle Panties.
He's on Shark Tank trying to pitch his new product.
Tinkle Panties.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not truly underwear, but a device that snaps into your underwear, and it uses chemical sensors to track your intestinal gas.
And an app.
You need this.
I really do. So it says typically.
What if you're the Olympic champion?
Does Dave have problems?
Oh, my God.
You wouldn't
not
believe it.
Not
oh,
all
no.
the time. My diet is a little bit better than it used to be.
Only between 3 and 7.
I think sometimes when you change your diet for the better, it even increases.
Okay, here you go.
All right.
So it says typically farts are a mix of microbe-derived hydrogen, sometimes methane, as well as carbon dioxide and oxygen from the body. And so in the study with this device, they say that healthy adults fart somewhere between 32 and 59 times a day. Although some, on the low end, only farted 4 times a day.
4?
Yeah.
What are they, like Avengers?
The smart underwear cannot detect whether farts are smelly or audible. It just
yeah, that'd be tough to do.
It just detects the chemical composition of the gas.
Yeah.
And then they also did an experiment where they gave participants fiber supplements, to see if they had more hydrogen gas, and the smart underwear did indeed detect heightened microbiome activity after the person wearing the underwear ate fiber.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
That's why you're now at an advanced rate.
And they also want to have a human flatus atlas to measure flatulence around the globe.
Good. That's important.
Yeah.
Do you think that the first fart was laughed at? Like, Adam, they're just sitting there.
And Eve queefed?
Oh.
No, I'm talking Adam.
Gordon.
He got rid of it.
Bob, get to control this show here.
And did they both start laughing?
They only listened to you.
Or had they never laughed before either?
Right.
That was the first laughter.
That invented laughter.
Right. And then they built the Apollo Theater and then...
What? You jumped ahead.
There was an Apollo Theater, a prototype, in the Garden of Eden.
Yeah, because they were laughing so hard at farts. Look it up.
Hey, Gordon.
Could you imagine?
And then the sad man came out there and swept Adam off the stage.
I do have a fart-adjacent follow-up for Gordon.
Was that a drop?
What?
No, there's no such drop of that, but now there is. Does the fart tape exist, Gordon?
I don't know. George and Craig claim that it. They claim that it does
from their
because
college.
One of their friends has it.
And I thought they claimed that there were many copies made.
Yeah, but I think only one of them is still in existence.
Wow, that's the holy grail.
What a holy grail that would be.
What is?
Do you
George
really want to hear that?
I don't know. I'm at least curious.
Right. I mean, we
now,
would
Dave,
have
you
to.
You had one, right?
We would have to What's send that? It off to NASA to get it, like, get it
restored. Certified.
Well, no, to get it digitized,
authenticated,
and then have all the audio noise cleaned up.
Yeah, from the 80s.
I thought Dave had one.
What was? From real life. Yeah, from COVID. Yeah. But didn't George have a very accidental fart on in a ladies' room type situation, Gordon? Do you remember that part?
Ladies' restroom, but yes, a ladies' dorm room.
That needs to be part of a round table.
Like he just snuck in there and stuck his butt in the room? It was the wrong room?
He didn't know she was there.
She was sitting down at her desk in her room, and he was standing right beside her, and he forgot where he was.
Yeah.
And then ran away holding his
bottle. He says that he cut a sound that sounded like a Yeti in gastrointestinal distress.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
We'll get him to tell the story tomorrow.
Write that down.
And her eyes got real wide, and her eyebrows stood straight up off her head.
I have an accompanying story.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, now.
All right, Gordon, thank you very much. We have to go. We'll see you out here tonight. You may be twitching. You may not.
That's right.
That's your tease to all the Twitch people.
Thank you.